In the headlines, Prime Minister Mia Mottley urges world leaders, both believers and skeptics, to find common ground on climate change at the UN Climate Summit. Mandatory DNA testing debate reignites after remarks from a senior magistrate. Men's and women's groups, however, respond. Doctors warn about growing violence in healthcare settings. BAMP issues a statement. And U.S. Coast Guard sees a massive drug shipment in the Caribbean. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. Prime Minister Mia Mottley has doubled down on her climate change advocacy at the United Nations, pressing world leaders to reach consensus for the good of all. Addressing the 2025 Climate Summit in New York, she pointed to the Bridgetown Initiative and Barbados' local efforts as proof of her government's commitment to tackling the crisis.
We have determined that every citizen must share the burden in order to share the bounty of a clean and proper and fit environment. We ask our citizens as employees to be able and as self-employed to contribute 0.25% of all their wages and earnings. And we as government go the extra mile and we will contribute 0.35% of GDP every year into a resilience and regeneration fund. We continue to try to innovate because in the world where we are not winning the battle of longer capital and cheaper capital, we need therefore to innovate.
Earlier this week, United States President Donald Trump said at the UN, climate change was the greatest con job in the world. However, Ms. Mottley also highlighted practical steps for world leaders to balance renewable energy with fossil fuel use, urgent action from both believers and non-believers in climate change.
If we have a legally binding methane agreement, we can buy ourselves time over the next 15 years or 20 years to give them sufficient time to continue to do super fast research, to scale up decarbonizing technology to commercial level, while at the same time giving countries in the South the opportunity not to have to abandon the one thing that can finance their way to net zero. This makes sense for the oil and gas people. It makes sense for the planet. It makes sense for the farmers, it makes sense for the planet. And quite frankly, we cannot continue as if things are still the same. If we want the NDCs to be appropriately applied, we have to find a way to buy time. This allows everybody to stay in the game, and it allows those who believe and those who don't believe to work in common purpose.
Barbados Prime Minister Mia Mottley speaking at the UN Climate Summit. The Men's Empowerment Network support is backing calls for mandatory DNA testing in child maintenance cases. Executive Director Fabian Sargent says he supports the Acting Chief Magistrate Deidre McKenna's position, stressing that it is critical for men to know their true status. However, while he disagrees with the suggestion that the testing be funded by the state, Mr. Sargent said it was critical that men knew their true status.
All men that get involved in any legal issues where a child is concerned should first seek that paternity test. There are many men who go before the courts for whatever reason, divorce, child custody, and there are situations where that child is not theirs. It's always best to know if that child is yours, and you can make the determination as to if you are going to remain there. Men, there are many men out there who aspire to be fathers, who would like to demonstrate their full potential as responsible fathers, and it is important that they know their status.
Going further, Mr. Sargent also said mothers should be made to reimburse the man in such a circumstance, or at least cover partial cost of the DNA test. In immediate response, President of the National Organization of Women, Melissa Savory-Gittins, while supporting the call for fairness of the system, believes that there must be careful consideration given to the impact of mandatory testing, which they can have on the society and families in Barbados, suggesting it should be reserved for special cases only.
While we support the principle that men as artists should rest on accurate biological facts, we must also guard against unintended harm. And this, I can tell you, this is our biggest concern, because it will harm a lot of families, family integrity, it will harm privacy and autonomy, and it could also harm public finances. So we would propose a different spin to it. We would only ask that testing be done to or for Bahia, for those who want testing, or where there is a situation in court that can be disputed for whatever reason.
President of the National Organization of Women, Melissa Savory Gittins. Acting Chief Magistrate Deidre McKenna, during her comments, highlighted a case where a man discovered through DNA testing that he was not the father of the 9-year-old child from whom he had been paying support. However, another test confirmed his paternity of the mother's younger child, where he initially had doubt. Well, teachers, students, and counselors and community leaders are collaborating to tackle violent behavior among young people, an issue that continues to affect schools this year. Speaking on the sidelines of the seminar entitled Igniting Change, Empowering Futures, hosted by Supreme Counseling for Personal Development, Chief Executive Officer Sean Clark emphasized that a holistic approach is needed involving both NGOs and government.
What we will work on today a lot is developing strategies to be able to work with some of the violent vandalisms within our communities, trying to put systems in place and getting a network of community leaders who are willing to stand up and to help our young people. A strong government, NGO collaboration is important, where you have some committee put together where we meet and really sort out things. Yes, the government can put certain things in place, but the reality is they are not on the ground. So they need to be able to collaborate with the persons who are feeling the pulse of the people.
That's the CEO of Supreme Counseling for Personal Development, Sean Clark, in the lunchtime edition. Doctors in Barbados are sounding the alarm, warning that violence against healthcare workers has reached a crisis point. The Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners says recent attacks on nurses are outrageous and insists that safety on the job is a basic right. The group is demanding tougher action against offenders and stronger security in hospitals and clinics. Public Relations Officer Dr. Clyde Cave outlined BAM's position.
Recent incidents of assault on nurses while performing their duties are deplorable. Those who threaten or assault healthcare workers must be held accountable to the full extent of the law. In addition, the time has come for a thorough review of security measures in public clinics and hospitals, and appropriate changes must be made to ensure public order. BAMP is calling on government to initiate a public awareness campaign highlighting expectations of appropriate civil behavior in healthcare settings and consequences of assault on healthcare workers.
BAMP Public Relations Officer Dr. Clyde Cave. Barbados has broken ground on a new residential facility for the elderly at Stirling House in St. Philip, a project hailed as a milestone in the island's social care system. The facility, in a partnership between the Ministry of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs, the National Assistance Board, and the Barbados Alzheimer's Association and Sir Optimus International of Barbados. Executive member of the Barbados Alzheimer's Association, Kayla Branch, said there needed to be a holistic approach to ensure the right level of care was given to those living with the condition.
The World Health Organization highlights the urgent need for a concerted action to address the challenges posed by dementia, including improving care and support for those affected. And let us note, those affected, as I mentioned, not only speaks to the individuals with the disease, but also the following groups: family members, many of whom serve as informal caregivers, the formal caregiver, healthcare professionals, and the broader community at large. So tackling dementia requires an intentional local effort. And being a caregiver is not easy. It's a rewarding experience, of course, but it's a very difficult one.
Executive Board Member of the Barbados Alzheimer's Association, Kayla Branch. Phase 1 includes renovation and the existing building to offer daycare and respite services, while future plans include a dementia complex, residential spaces for persons with disabilities, and daycare for children, bringing generations together in one inclusive environment. And finally, the United States Coast Guard has seized a massive haul of narcotics in the Caribbean. This week, the crew of the U.S. Cutter Diligence offloaded more than 8,700 pounds of cocaine valued at over $64 million at Coast Guard sector in St. Petersburg in Florida. The drugs were taken during two separate intersections, one southwest of Negril, Jamaica, where 1,500 pounds of marijuana was seized, and another north of Panama, where officers intercepted a go-fast vessel carrying the cocaine. Our top stories. Prime Minister Mia Motley urges world leaders, both believers and skeptics, to find common ground on climate change at the UN Climate Summit. Mandatory DNA testing debate reignites after remarks from a senior magistrate. Men's and women's groups, however, respond immediately. Doctors warn about growing violence in the healthcare system. BAMP issues a statement. And U.S. Coast Guard seizes a massive drug shipment in the Caribbean. This has been the lunchtime edition of the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.